favorite guests just walked in the studio, and one of my favorite events in the city is happening on April 18th. Joining us is Seth Zurer from Bacon Fest. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing great, man. I'm living the dream.
I love you. I love Bacon Fest, and I'm so upset that I didn't come up with this idea.
Don't take it too hard, Pete. No, you know, not everybody can have the idea of a bacon wonderland where everything is bacon.
When I first met you, you were having it like in a backyard. And now you're where?
So now we're at the UIC Forum.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, it's like a 23,000 square foot meeting space, and we just fill it with restaurants and cocktails and beer.
I remember when you just quit your job. What was the job that you had?
Oh, yeah. So I was working for an industrial supply distributor.
Yeah.
I've become, for the time being, the expert on hand files and socket head cap screws. And during my off hours, I was trying to figure out a way to make this Bacon Fest thing real.
You were so nervous because you just quit your job, and it was the first year that you were having Bacon Fest with without a job. And you're like, I hope it does well. And
so now far, so good.
You're at UIC.
Yeah, Bacon has been very kind to me.
I mean, bacon makes everybody happy.
That's my experience.
There is so many people that can't wait to eat bacon behind the scenes right now. I mean, my producer, Curtis, took about 50 slabs of bacon already.
Yeah, I brought in a little bacon just because I feel like if I show up anywhere and I don't have cooked bacon ready to eat, like, people are disappointed and angry. So, like,
right.
I just want to handle that in advance. So I did fry up a couple pounds of Newski's Applewood smoked,
the
pepper-coated
bacon. That is the Cadillac of bacon,
from
Newski's.
Wisconsin. You know, right? You know from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
So, like, it's good bacon. It's good bacon. That's the bacon that many of the chefs will use at Bacon Fest on April 18th.
And what kind of bacon did you bring in here?
So this is their Applewood pepper-coated.
It's so good.
It's delicious.
Oh, my gosh.
Very delicious.
So good. Curtis, before you eat the other thing, did you have the bacon?
I have the bacon. It's phenomenal.
And it travels well.
You know what they say. It's like pizza and romance. Even when it's bad and it's good, you know?
Right. Of course. Can you introduce the chef next to you?
Yes. So I brought along one of the chefs who's going to be at Bacon Fest and at our new event, which we'll talk about later. His name is Shane Graybeal from the Royal Grocer & Co., which is an incredible restaurant in Bucktown. And he brought one of the dishes that he's planning to serve at Bacon Fest this year.
Chef, how are you? How are you? And how many years have you been involved in Bacon Fest?
Doing very well. Very happy to be here. This will be my second year
in
Bacon Fest.
How did you find out about it?
Oh my gosh, this thing is legendary. I mean, it.
How did you get in? Because I feel like so many people want to get in, but you have to cut it off somewhere, right, Seth?
Yeah, very discerning, very discerning. We only accept the finest chefs and the finest bacon makers, correct?
I like that.
Yeah, I believe we were invited when I was at Sable, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm
so
excited
it's
to be
interesting.
Back.
The Chicago restaurant community is very small, even though there's hundreds and hundreds of restaurants. The chefs all know each other. And what happened with us, which is one of the things that was very fortunate for us, is that chefs that came to the early Bacon Fests were like, oh, this is a cool event. These guys are nice. They're doing a nice thing for the food bank.
You remember those people.
They remember that, you know, they remember that our volunteers helped them carry their stuff from the trunk of their car into the room. Like, it makes a difference. So, like, word gets around to chefs, and then we invite the restaurants that we think are good fits. And then when that chef starts at one restaurant and goes to the next restaurant, he says, oh, hey, guys, we should check out this Bacon Fest. It's a good event.
I love this. It's so Chicago. It really is.
You got to know somebody, right?
I mean, you got to know somebody. It started off in, like, your kitchen, and then it came, here we are at UIC.
Yeah.
And you mentioned the charity angle. Can you talk about that?
Oh, yeah. So ever since we started, we've been supporting the Greater Chicago Food Depository with a donation out of proceeds from the event. So in the last 11 years, if you add it all up between raffle ticket sales and our donation and matching donations, we've given almost $500,000 to
That's
the food bank.
That's crazy. I mean, fantastic.
Thank you. Good for
you.
We're happy. We're happy that we have a way to sort of have a karmic offset for pigging out all day at Bacon Fest. We know that we're helping feed hungry people in Chicago, too.
Well, here's the thing. You don't have to do this. That's what I love about it. You don't have to.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to give the money. You don't have to have a charity angle.
That's true, although I think, you know, I was raised in a Jewish household to be a mensch, to give back
to
the community.
Back.
And I feel like...
Well, you're a Chicago kid, too. I mean, we're taught in Chicago, you got to give, you got to volunteer.
Yeah. So I think that's part of, you know, what drives us for sure, what motivates us to do the event is that it makes it possible to support the food bank.
Right.
It certainly helps with the chefs who are more than even the regular everyday person, keenly aware of what hunger looks like in our community and sort of what the extremes are in our community between people who have and people who don't. So.
Right. And chef, what's your specialty?
Well, we do revolving modern American cuisine at the Royal Grocer. So bacon and you know, these two events coming up are right in our wheelhouse.
Okay. Can you talk about the second event? What's it called? And it's the night before, right?
Yeah, so it's Friday, April 17th. Okay. It's called The Best Fest. And it's devoted to the classic dishes of Chicago. So everything from hot dogs to Chicago-style pizza to Italian beef sandwiches. But then things like shrimp Dijon, chicken Vesuvio, he burritos, all these dishes that are completely unique to Chicago, invented in Chicago. And we'll have both traditional versions of all these dishes and then creative chefy interpretations of them as well. The same way that chefs at Bacon Fest do like wild creative things with bacon. The chefs at The Best Fest are going to take the Chicago style hot dog and turn it inside out and transform it into something you would not imagine could be possible.
Okay, you handed me something before we went on the air. What is this have right here? And Curtis, you have one too. We're going to eat this on the air.
All right.
Okay.
This is something that I brought from Exo Marshmallow, and it is, just to give you a fair warning, like Malort, people have, shall we say, strong reactions to the hot dog, Chicago-style hot dog-flavored marshmallow. It has a hot dog...
Say that again. The Chicago-style hot dog-flavored marshmallow.
Yeah, it's a layered marshmallow with seven colorful layers. The bottom layer is hot dog marshmallow.
Mm-hmm.
The next layer up, I believe, is a yellow mustard marshmallow. Then there's a pickle relish marshmallow.
Right. It smells just like a Chicago dog.
Tomato marshmallow.
Uh-huh.
Sport pepper marshmallow.
All right.
And then it's topped with poppy seeds. So it's a little sweet.
Yep.
It's a little hot doggy.
All right.
I think it's hysterical and fun, like Willy Wonka style. My son, 10 years old, when he took a bite, he was like, I think I'd rather have a hot dog flavored hot dog. So just to give you a fair warning, not everyone falls in love at first bite.
Okay. All right. Curtis, you got it?
Yep.
All right. The texture is marshmallow. All right. I can taste the mustard. It's not bad. It kind of tastes like a Chicago dog.
Exactly.
In a marshmallow. That's basically what it is. So these are the types of things you'll have at The Best Fest.
Yeah, so it's like all these classic Chicago tastes interpreted by chefs.
It's good.
It is. I like
it.
I think it's fun and interesting and good.
Right.
And it sort of speaks to the creativity at play in the Chicago chef community, that they'll take classic sort of humble dishes and transform them into things that are wild and creative and delicious.
Well, how do you find these guys to do two different events or the same chefs? Like Shane, are you going to be there on Friday or no?
Yeah.
Oh, you will?
Absolutely.
So how do you come up with, you know, something traditional but kind of offshoot?
It's a challenge, but I mean, that's kind of what we do every day is we, you know, I think good food like plays on your emotions. So, I mean, just thinking about the memory of like some of the best pizza or the best hot dog you've ever had, and then trying to reinterpret that in something that's approachable, like that marshmallow,
right?
But still creative and fun and unique and memorable.
Curtis, what'd you think? As you're stuffing your face with bacon right now.
I'm washing it down with bacon because I didn't like it that much.
You didn't like it at all?
No, not, I mean, it was okay. It wasn't.
Was it the texture? It's
yeah,
a marshmallow
kind of,
hot dog, basically.
The texture kind of threw me off.
Okay.
I think it's funny because it's like, to me, it's the color. You see the color and you think it's going to be like royal cake icing.
Yeah.
And then you get hot dog instead. And either you're like, wow, I love that sort of weird experience. Or you're like, whoa, why am I having this weird experience?
Right. The mustard, the relish, and the whole deal.
You do
I like
get a little
that.
Sport pepper marshmallow burn there a little bit later. I think it's fun. And like that's just sort of emblematic of the kind of stuff we'll have at The Best Fest. We're going to have French duck confit version of the mother-in-law sandwich, which is a
what?
A corn tamale. You know, ever had a mother-in-law?
No.
It's a corn roll tamale on a bun topped with chili and onions.
Well, that sounds wonderful. Where can I get it?
You can get it at all over the west side and south side and hot dog stands everywhere. And so we have a chef from Le Bouchon who's doing a version of the mother-in-law sandwich, so this French restaurant, and he's taking, instead of a beef corn roll tamale, he's making duck confit and putting it inside of a tamale, and then he's making chili with duck foie gras. And he's frying up some duck skin,
oh my
making
gosh,
little crispies,
so wonderful.
And sprinkling them all over the top, and
I'm
sticking them all on a Rosen's bun.
All the food that you have is off the charts.
Yeah,
it
we
is.
Have. We're very lucky. The chefs that come to Bacon Fest really, there's a sort of explicit feeling of competition. They all want to one up one another and outdo their buddies in the next kitchen over.
Shane, is that true?
That's very true.
How long have you been working on this dish?
Quite a while. I. Kind of going down to the wire here, finalizing it. But I was just telling Seth outside, it's not an easy task. It's, you know,
what do you make for The Best Fest? What are you making for that?
Well, I'm going to do a take on the Chicago classic, but a very obscure classic, the Jim Shoe sandwich.
the gym shoe sandwich.
Right.
I didn't realize you're going to learn a lot about Chicago culinary history
today.
Yeah.
Wow. Can you explain that?
I just found out about this about a year ago. My barber actually told me about it, and I was like, I've never heard of this. It is like the ultimate Chicago culinary experience, where it's basically just a bun with 8 different types of meat, 4 different sauces, cheeses, mayonnaise, mustard, sport peppers, the works.
Why do they call it the gym shoe? Does it
That's
smell?
That's a good question.
Does it smell like a gym shoe?
It's probably, the smell is reminiscent of a gym shoe when it's wrapped in a bag for a while.
And I don't know.
I mean, it's hero meat. Corned beef,
okay.
Roast beef,
Italian beef, yeah.
Italian, all in one. So it's another one of these.
Well,
kind
that
of,
sounds wonderful.
Yeah, it's a great
sandwich.
It's delicious.
But the gym shoe name sounds horrible.
You know, we can't control the people's names. You know, like somebody gave it the name, and that's just what it is. But once you learn what a delight it is, you start. You don't even hear the gym shoe connotations anymore.
Yeah, I think it's kind of like the Johnny Cash song, "A Boy Named Sue."
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, I like it. I'm going to take a break, and we're going to talk more about Bacon Fest. What kind of foods you're going to have with the bacon and everything. And Shane, we're going to try your dish that you brought in. Awesome. Chef Shane Graybeal is here from the Royal Grocer and Company. What's the website? People can check it out.
Royalgrocer.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right on Damon, right?
Right on Damon, 2118.
And Seth is here from Bacon Fest. How much is it to get in Bacon Fest? And are there tickets left? Sell out almost every year.
We do have a history of selling out. So there are tickets available now. So if you go to baconfestchicago.com, you'll see there's options from $60 all the way up to $160. And then Da Best Fest, you can get tickets at dabestfest.com. D-A-B-E-S-T Fest.
I'm so mad that I didn't come up with this.
$75 and up.
Oh my gosh. All right. Quick break. More with these guys next on 720 WGN. All right. Let's see here. Watch for Chicago's very own stories with Micah and Joe. Micah Mater and Joe Donlin. Weeknights on WGN TV News at 9. Bacon Fest is coming up. So is Da Best Fest coming up on April 17th and 18th. And Seth this year from Bacon Fest. Give the website again so people can check it out.
Sure. If you love bacon, then the event for you is Bacon Fest Chicago at www.baconfestchicago.com. Tickets are available right now. If you love Chicago-style hot dogs and Tom tamales and Jibaritos, then dabestfest.com, dabestfest.com. It's going to be our Chicago-style event with crazy, wild interpretations on Chicago dishes.
Do you have the Chicago dog people at the event?
So Vienna Beef is involved. They are providing a hot dog allowance to a selection of chefs. And they are supporting the event by
helping
the word out. Yeah, it's great.
That's awesome. I love it. And Chef Shane is here from Royal Grocer & Company, and we're talking about Bacon Fest. What did you come up with, and how long did it take you to come up with this recipe?
Well, Bacon Fest is not an easy event.
Because expectations are very high.
Let's just say bacon is perfect on its own. You do nothing with it. So Seth brought a plate of bacon.
It's wonderful. I ate it during the commercial. I'm so glad I worked out today. Yes.
I've had about a pound of bacon today. So I tossed and turned for weeks trying to come up with this dish. So last time I was there, I did a bacon cheeseburger. So I like to keep it kind of basic.
How do you twist that, the bacon cheeseburger?
I actually
to
took
stand out.
Slab bacon, ground it down, and whipped it with half bacon, half ground beef.
Oh my gosh.
So it was a bacon.
Wonderful.
Literally a bacon burger.
So the bacon is in the burger.
Yeah. And then I made a bun with the bacon fat.
Wow.
So it was a bacon fat brioche with the bacon burger. And just American cheese and mayonnaise.
That sounds wonderful.
He put the bacon in the burger.
It's in it.
And he put the bacon in the bun.
Now, do you put that on the menu too? I mean, after Bacon Fest?
Okay. I did. Yeah.
Because people are going to try it and then they want to come back to your restaurant.
Yeah. Yeah. So this time I'm trying to think like, okay, I mean, what else can I do with bacon? I'm kind of a minimalist here. So, I'm thinking I love the classic American breakfast.
Okay.
So, I wanted to kind of appeal to that. So this is, piece of slab bacon that, I braised in maple syrup for about 8 hours. And
now, when you say braise, do you put maple syrup on it and just let it sit? What do you do with it?
We cook it very low and slow. Yeah.
For 8 hours.
8 hours.
Oh my gosh, is that wonderful.
You get this delicious combination of that bacon fat and that delicious maple syrup, and you just, you can drink it.
Look at how happy Seth is. He's talking about
I think
bacon.
We're all smiling.
I'm just so proud. I'm so proud of Shane.
Your baby.
I'm proud of Royal Grocer. I'm proud of you, Pete. I'm proud of me. It just makes me feel good.
There's a lot of happiness in this room right now.
So, what do you have on this?
Yeah, so So then, you know, thinking of breakfast as well, we got the maple braised bacon.
Okay.
On our brunch menu, we do this wonderful sourdough waffle. So I adapted that recipe to do a sourdough pancake because I love pancakes and toast. So I combined the two together, sourdough.
Right.
And then I just topped it with a scrambled bacon fat hollandaise. So this
is that low fat?
Of course.
Pete, I think we have this conversation every year.
Every single year.
Day of Bacon Fest. We don't ask that question. We just accept that today is Bacon Fest Day. Today we're going to eat a lot of bacon fat, and we're going to just let ourselves enjoy that experience.
That's what's great about Bacon Fest. Number one, you're eating bacon, and everybody is happy. Number two, you get these great chefs from around Chicago where you invent something and bring it in, and you can put it on your own menu.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's great. How many chefs do you have at Bacon Fest this year?
There's about 40 chefs at each session, somewhere around 40 chefs at each session.
And they're all invited, or do they call you? How does that work?
It's a mix. You know, it's like destiny, you know? Chefs see Bacon Fest from across a crowded room.
Uh-huh.
Our eyes meet.
Right.
And then it's just like a love match. Mm-hmm. We find the chefs that are the right chefs for us.
Okay.
And they find the events that are the right events for them. Sometimes we did have a couple of vegan bacon vendors that reached out to us today that do like plant-based bacon.
Right.
I was like, yeah, sure. Come on. Why not? I'd like to see that.
I think you have to do that. You're right.
So, yeah, it's, you know, we are selective, and we basically have had a great history of having superb chefs and really interesting restaurants doing completely wild and fun stuff with bacon for these years.
And these high-end dishes that they come up with to work in the bacon.
Yeah. So, like, the one I think about a lot is last year there's a chef named Guy Michael from Heritage Restaurant and Caviar Bar, and he did, like, a pierogi, so like a dumpling filled with bacon fat in the dough, and then bacon and the cheese inside, and then a bacon broth. And then he was also giving out little extras, like a little pork rind with some caviar just sort of smeared on it. So like
instead of
a little piece of a little finger toast.
I mean,
like
look at Chef.
Rinds,
he's like, that's a great
chip.
Idea.
That's awesome.
Write that down, Chef.
I love that.
So there's a lot of good stuff. If you go to Bacon Fest, you know, you pony up for your ticket. You'll walk out of there with bacon coming out of your ears, with your mind turned inside out with the ideas of what people can do with bacon that you would never would have thought of otherwise. But also a pile of bacon. Like, we had one of my favorite chefs last year from Carnivore in Oak Park did something called the Bacon Mountain.
Okay.
That is literally, they made a mountain of bacon on their table, and they had a little cheese sauce you could dip it in. And you just walk up, grab a piece of bacon.
What's not to love about that?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Perfect.
It's
like,
wonderful.
Like Shane said, perfect.
I mean, I love the fact, this is such a great Chicago story, that you started, you know, this was your side hustle, and now it's your main hustle here.
That's right.
And you started out, I don't know, somebody's bathroom, and then you moved into the kitchen, and now you're at UIC, which is huge.
We've grown, and we're very grateful to Chicago for accepting us and for helping us to be the event that we are today.
I am very proud of you, Seth. I want you to know that.
Thank you, Pete.
This is awesome. Yeah. Chef, great to see you.
Yeah. Thanks for having me on.
Give the website again.
www.royalgrocer.com
and baconfest.com,
baconfestchicago.com, and thebestfest.com.
Please leave the bacon on your way out, okay? Thank you, guys. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Quick break, and there is a woman on TV celebrating 25 years on national television. We'll talk to her next on 720 WGN.